RTE2FM. Now, once upon a time, the words food truck meant dry burgers, sausages, onion rings, and maybe curry chips, if you were lucky. But like Ireland itself, there has been a massive transformation of late in the wide variety of foods you can now eat from the once humble food truck. And I'm joined on the line now by the prolific content creator and podcaster, Aideen Fitzmaurice, who's going to share with us her top tips to some of the best food trucks around the country. Aideen, how are you?
I'm great, Jen. Thanks so much for having me on.
It's great to talk to you. Now, before we get into your top picks and all of that, Aideen, can you tell us what is so special about them?
I love a food truck because it's usually like the early stages of a food business. So it's that really exciting point in their journey and the cult following starts to begin. And also it being like such a small vehicle that you can move around. It can go to lots of different places. It can go to lots of different festivals, but also you have opportunities to some of the most scenic places in the country. So now you can eat food by beaches, in valleys, everything like that, that we wouldn't have been able to do before. So that's why I love a food truck.
Well, I never thought of it like that. So let's get cracking. Yeah. Let's get into it. So if you let's talk about food trucks all over the country, but let's start in Dublin. What have you got up first?
So first up, we have The Place, which is on Grand Canal Street.
Okay.
And this is like, it's kind of like an outdoor food market. And that's why I like it. It's really good for like lunch or kind of like a dinner in the city. And there's loads of different food trucks around here. So you've got Taco Man, The Drunken Cookie. And then my favorite is Dosa Dosa, which is like South Indian flavors and potato pancakes. As a stereotypical Irish person, anything with a potato, I'm all over it. So I absolutely love Dosa Dosa.
And it says here they won Best Food Truck of 2021.
Yeah, yeah. It's seriously good food. Like the first time I had it, I was like, I will be back. And I have been back many a time. So it's well worth trying. It's really different from kind of the typical takeaway Indian food that you might get from your local place down the road. So, yeah.
I love this as a movement, people eating out of food trucks, because, you know, with the cost of everything, and VAT is going to increase next month, and increasing rental prices around the country for businesses, it's nice to see that you can still get really good quality food out there without, you know, extortionate prices as well, I suspect.
100%. And it's just like such a nice atmosphere somewhere like that. Let's say you meet up with all your friends.
Yeah.
And one person loves Indian food, but one person loves Mexican. You can all kind of taste all the food together. You can order whatever you want. It's a much more casual setting. Like, I love actually going to these kind of places because you've settled the bill before you even sit down. So you can spend as much time as you want there. It's really chill, casual vibes. You can pick up a few drinks and just have a chat with your mates outside.
I love it. Tell us about the Irish Village Markets.
Yeah, so this is kind of one of the most long-standing ones. It's been around for years. Like, I remember when I first started work and I used to look forward to a Thursday afternoon because it would be on Messville Road, and it's still there. It moves around throughout the week, so you'll see it in Stillorgan, Lewis Stop, Messville Road, as I said, Spencer Dock, and they've got an array of food trucks to choose from. They have Pizza Al Volo, the iconic Kerala Kitchen, Day and Night, who do amazing noodles, and then the kind of the big legendary one that's kind of getting a lot of hype right now is Salt and Malt. So they do locally sourced seafood, and it's really good. Their fish is really flaky, crispy, just everything you would want on a Thursday when you're outside sitting by the canal on your lunch break.
Amazing. Okay, let's go to Clontarf and tell me about Just Chubbies.
So I love tacos. I was in Mexico last year, and ever since then I'm hunting down the best tacos, and I think I found them. Just Chubbies is in Clontarf, and honestly it only stays open for about 2 hours because every time they open they sell out. There's a big queue. You could be queuing for like an hour to get a taco, but it's well worth it. They've got really, really like juicy meats, amazing flavors. It's from the founder of the legendary 147 Deli, which you might know. And yeah, it's just an incredible business that they're doing there. And I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Amazing. It's funny that, you know, the way you have food snobs and all that. Would you have food truck snobs? Would you consider yourself a food truck snob, Aideen, now?
Maybe, because I've like found the good ones now. So as you said, like the dry burgers, the, you know, the very old fashioned food truck. If I saw something like that, maybe I wouldn't be inclined to queue up and get food from that.
I mean, it's incredible. Your list here, I'm just looking through it. I mean, the variety is insane. Let's go to Monkstown. What's happening in Monkstown?
Yeah, well, among most things in Monkstown, you'll see everybody in their dry robes going down to Sea Point for a dip. But after that, you'll see big queues outside of the Dart station in Monkstown because there's a gorgeous little food truck there called Roots. And they specialise in acai bowls, which is super popular right now. And I think that Roots definitely have the best acai bowls in Dublin. They've got loads of different toppings. Their coffee is great. The staff there have such an energy about them. I highly recommend following them on social media because they're just a lot of fun. And their truck has been doing so well that they've opened other trucks in other places. And they've also a residency right now in Brown Thomas. So like, it's just amazing to see how well the food truck businesses are doing. And I've also heard whispering that they're going to be opening their own place in the city centre very soon. So I'm super excited for that.
That's amazing. And I suppose, like you said earlier on, this is the great thing about food trucks. You're getting them at that exciting stage of their business. I suppose, inevitably, a lot of them would like to be in a premises. So this is where they're, you'll probably see them trying new things and they're all very 100%. Excited. And yeah, it's great to get in there. And then you can go into their restaurant and berate them if you can't get a table going, I supported you when you were in a truck outside Monkstown Dart station. Can we get outside of Dublin for a sec and just tell me what your top truck stops beyond the M50 are?
Of course. So for a big kind of selection of food trucks, the Marina Market in Cork is brilliant. There's loads of talented vendors here. It's actually a huge space, indoor and outdoor. My top pick there is definitely Gucci. So they specialise in like pastries, coffees. They do an incredible flat white. And it's just a really good buzz around there, especially, you know, and in winter and stuff, they have Christmas markets going on there too. You can get yourself a hot chocolate and yeah, it's just
lovely.
Fab there.
And what's this one in Connemara? Is it said to be Ireland's top food truck?
Yeah, so this was named by Lonely Planet as one of the coolest food trucks in the world.
Wow.
So not only in Ireland. So this is the Misunderstood Heron. I absolutely love the name. And as you said, it's located in Connemara, so you've got like an incredible backdrop while you're eating some delicious, sustainably and locally sourced food. So they actually focus on pasties and then they have like some really kind of unique dishes using Irish ingredients. So they've got like lamb curries and just like it's a really, really incredible menu. And it's run by a husband and wife team, which I love. So when you rock up, and that's one of the things about food trucks as well, like it's a really personal thing. You're meeting the people who are behind it. They're working tirelessly. They're in there almost every day. You've got a chance of meeting the people who are behind the brand and strike up a bit of chat and have some good food together.
And where in Connemara is the Misunderstood Heron?
So it's in Killary Ford, which I'm sure a lot of people would have maybe gone down there in their teenage years because there's an adventure centre down that way. So that's how I know Killary. But yeah, they have the food truck there. So a great one to check out.
Okay. And let's just go to Galway then. What's happening in Galway and Clare?
Another acai bowl place. As I said, acai is super popular right now. And I was actually down there last weekend and I drove out of the city especially to get a smoothie bowl from Allen. It's located just beside the Salt Hill, the diving tower there. And they have like such a large menu for acai bowls. They've got anything, any topping you could choose from. And you can also get different sizes, which I really like. So you can get like a large one if you're really in the mood for a lot of fruit that day. But again, you can just rock up, get your acai bowl and then walk down to the water and have your breakfast there. And it's just the most picturesque ever.
I'm getting hungry just looking at Julia's lobster truck in Clare.
Yeah, in Liscannor. So this is one of the best places to get some fresh Atlantic lobster. She makes lobster rolls, barbecued lobster. You'll also get your traditional fish and chips, mollusks. So like oysters and mussels, just anything seafood. She's all over it. You're right beside the Burren as well. So if you wanted to do a bit of sightseeing, you can do with your lobster roll in hand.
Gorgeous. Well, I, do you know what? I really didn't know how big the food truck scene was until our chat today. So thank you so much for filling us in. If people want to find out more and see and check out what you're doing, where is the best place to go? Your Instagram?
On my Instagram, yeah. I put up reels every day about food in and around Dublin and all over Ireland. So you'll find me there under my name, Aideen Fitzmaurice.
Lovely. Aideen, thank you so much. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.